Amy Coney Barrett. And the American people deserve 9 justices on the Supreme Court of the United States.
Senate Republicans say they'll begin hearings within a few weeks and plan to bring Barrett's nomination for a full Senate confirmation vote before the November election. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes underway as September comes to an end and October begins. Today, risk of rain, maybe a thunderstorm through about midday before ending. Today's high 70, cooler tonight, partly cloudy, low 53 tomorrow. Beautiful day, high 73, another cool Wednesday night ahead. On Thursday, we briefly warm up again, high near 80. But then, cold front number 2 arrives with the real deal nice air. Friday's high 72 will be in the upper 40s Friday night into Saturday morning, and that sets the stage for a spectacular first weekend of October. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A historic church and civil rights landmark is moving forward with plans to transform the original building into a museum. Mount Zion AME Zion Church has received a second $500,000 grant from the National Park Service. Restoration of the church should take about a year to complete. The Alabama Hospital Association is urging Governor Kay Ivey to extend a statewide rule requiring face masks in public. The president of the group, Dr. Don Williamson, says COVID-19 cases have fallen since reaching a high in the summer. And Alabama's confirmed coronavirus case count is now over 136,000. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports that more than 14,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have died. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth?
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
You run a business and you need better wireless. Three words, no more compromise. With the T-Mobile Business Advantage, you get the largest 5G network, award-winning customer support, and insanely great value. No trade-offs. Right now, get up to 90 days of unlimited free on business plans when you switch via bill credits. Stop in to find out more. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Complete port within 60 days. Customers over 50 gigabytes per month have lower speeds during congestion. Video at 480p, unlimited on our network. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Joey, is it just me or is this show flown by today?
It really has. All day for me, yes. A lot of active callers. Really love it. We love it, folks, when you call
us. We really do. Makes our job that much easier. Big Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, sir. I've been listening intently to the show, and I'm pulling for Trump to pull it out tonight, big time. because everything I hear from the right, or the other side, that is, left side, is just totally an error or half-truth, and they're not telling the American people the whole story and anything and everything they're saying or doing.
So, would you be surprised if the you watched the debate and the media said Joe Biden won tonight?
It wouldn't surprise me for them to tell another boo-boo. They've been telling them all season long.
I like that boo-boo. Haven't heard that in a long time. Well, I don't know about you, but it's very frustrating for me.
It is, because I'm tired of hearing the rhetoric, and I know that they're only telling half-truths because, you know, I've heard on other shows talking about the Democratic Socialists and all this other. And if you look at their platform, that is the direction they want to take our country down. And I'm sorry, I'm an American, I'm a disabled veteran, and I am so sworn to upholding the Constitution. And the first three words of the Constitution is, we the people. They don't make any distinctions in there.
Mm-hmm.
So why are everybody wanting to be distinguishing as far as groups?
I agree.
I know. But that's about all I got to say for right now.
Well, you said a lot. You did a good job.
Well, thank you, sir. Y'all keep up the good work down there, and I'll be talking to you periodically.
Thanks, Big Jim.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Wow. Let's see where we want to go. Ed O'Keefe actually put on a full suit to do this piece.
President Trump and Joe Biden facing off tonight in their first presidential debate. This will be our first chance to see the two men engage with each other after months of sparring. They're expected to present two very different versions for the country.
Yeah, that's right. You're looking at live pictures right now of the debate hall in Cleveland where the debate will be held. People are already trickling in. The audience will be limited in size due to the coronavirus, and the pandemic is sure to be one of the night's big topics, along with race and the latest revelations about the president's taxes, among other major issues. Ed O'Keefe is inside the debate hall in Cleveland, Ohio. Ed, good morning to you. It's unusual to be inside a new building, not at home these days. What are you expecting?
Tony, such a big deal. I wore a full suit today for the first time since March. And tonight is expected to be one of the most anticipated political events of the past 4 years. It'll look very different here in the hall. We'll get into that in a moment. But up on stage, it should look quite familiar. And tonight is expected to be one of the biggest television events of the year.
I am looking very forward to the debate.
Tonight, after months of sparring from a distance, President Trump comes face-to-face with Joe Biden.
I'm prepared to go out and make my case as to why I think he's failed.
The president, who's been campaigning nationwide in recent days, insists he needs no preparation.
He prepares for debates every single day, just by being president of the United States and addressing the concerns of the American people.
Trump campaign spokesman Tim Murtaugh says they're taking Biden's debate skills seriously.
In the Democrat primaries, he just came through 11 debates and managed to beat 24 opponents. Joe Biden is a guy who knows his way around the debate stage.
Okay, so Ed O'Keefe reporting from Cleveland. Second part of the story of the debate. Listen.
Biden is a longtime debate veteran, and he's been preparing from his Delaware home. His team is anticipating tough attacks from the president, potentially about Biden's son, Hunter, and his past work in China and Ukraine, the subject of a recent congressional report.
A lot more
campaign spokesman T.J. Ducklow.
What he should be talking about and what folks at home want to hear is, what is Donald Trump going to do for his Vera family? That's what Joe Biden's going to talk about.
Tonight's debate is set to run 90 minutes with six 15-minute segments focused on the coronavirus pandemic, the economy, race and violence, the Biden and Trump records, the integrity of the elections, and the Supreme Court. The court is a hot topic for voters now, just days after the president nominated Judge Amy Coney Barrett to fill Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat. Campaigning in North Carolina on Monday, Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, who sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee set to consider the nomination, didn't rule out meeting with Barrett.
I'm sure that's going to happen. We'll see how everything works out.
And do you intend to?
I haven't made a plan one way or another.
So everyone here in the hall tonight is expected to wear one of these medical masks, except the two candidates and the moderator. We're told not to expect a handshake or an elbow bump from the candidates either, so that they can keep their safe distance. There's also going to be fewer people here in the hall tonight, maybe only about 80 to 100, down from the hundreds that usually attend these things. But for those of you watching at home, it shouldn't look too different.
It's a little different to me. You didn't have the crowd reaction. Be interesting to see how Trump's going to play off of that. If he's going to play off of watching Joe Biden and Joe's, I think he's going to watch Joe's body language. Paul Reed on the details of the Trump financial dealings. Listen to the way she reports this.
We're learning stunning new details this morning about President Trump's financial dealings, as discovered by the New York Times. The latest report shows a pattern of massive losses.
Massive.
In stark contrast to the president's image as a successful businessman. CBS News has not independently confirmed the data. Paula Reed has more from the White House.
President Trump steered clear of questions Monday about the damaging New York Times report on his finances. But hours later, the Times published new details further illustrating President Trump's financial troubles, including an over $350 million loss reported at the end of 2002 and nearly $90 million in losses from his signature business in 2003. But following the success of his reality show, The Apprentice, according to the Times, Mr. Trump cashed in on a $500,000 deal to sell Double Stuff Oreos and another $500,000 contract from Domino's Pizza.
Double Stuff Oreos. That's a communist plot. I wonder what the Russia connection was.
Why they describe this, to introduce Paula Reed here, as stunning. No, anybody with, you know, a little bit of thinking power could figure out what was going on with Trump's taxes, and it's pretty much what most people assume.
Is that stunning?
No, it's not stunning at all.
Stunning! Bombshell! Shockwaves! God, these guys are amazing. Paula Reed! Russia deals! I'm not kidding. Listen.
There were also seven-figure licensing deals with hotel builders, some in the former Soviet republics. The Times reports Mr. Trump licensed his name to Bayrock Group, a development company. It says documents show Bayrock pursued financial backing in Russia to pay for hotels bearing the Trump name. The Times reviewed one plan titled Russian Fee Agreement, which called for $50 million for three Trump hotels in the U.S. Democrats note the president is personally responsible for around $420 million in loans, most of which will come due over the next 4 years.
This president appears to have over $400 million in debt, $420 million in debt. To whom?
White House officials have questioned the timing of these reports. They certainly give former Vice President Joe Biden new material for tonight's debate. And President Trump was expected to really focus on Biden's son Hunter and money that he made through foreign contacts. But these revelations undercut that argument. Now, some House Republicans are now calling for an investigation into how the New York Times obtained the president's financial records, something that some lawmakers and even prosecutors have been having to fight for in court.
Yeah, we just had a question off air, Dan, to that last point of that clip. Is could the New York Times at all be held accountable, or are they legally on the hook for receiving quote-unquote stolen property?
Well, it depends on where it came from. Did it come from the IRS, or did it come from an accounting firm?
Right.
My bet is it came from an accounting firm. So whoever was doing this, the taxes, went and got the sheets that you're filling out. You basically say, this is what I did this year, and then they take that and process it into your taxes.
And the little bit I know, it's kind of like Edward Snowden. What he did was illegal, Snowden getting all these classified secrets, but as long as Glenn Greenwald, for instance, didn't coach him, didn't work with him on taking that, Greenwald's not held accountable.
Right, Greenwald's not subject to anything. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. So I heard you talking earlier in the week about your leg.
Yep.
Is that where they harvested the vein from?
It is.
You know, they kept telling me before I had my surgery that probably the thing that would hurt me most was my leg where they harvested the vein. And I never had a second's trouble out of it.
Well, lucky you.
What got me was somehow or other they stuck me in the side of the thigh with an alligator clip.
What?
And now that thing, yeah. They use the alligator clips in putting up the drapes for the surgery, the surgical drapes. And somehow or other, I either got laid down on it or moved over on it. And I'm talking about all three prongs, that thing went to the bone.
Man.
And that thing about, it hit a nerve in there, in my outer thigh. And every time I would cough, it would feel like my leg was on fire.
Where did you get your surgery done, Kmart?
Yeah, it was a blue light special.
Yeah, I figure. Kmart drapery department. department and open heart surgery.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you that your leg is bothering you, because I can tell you the chest was a lot to recover for me.
Yeah, the chest is not a problem at all for me. But right now, I have a heating pad on my leg, and my leg is propped up. And if I have it in a down position too long, it literally starts swelling. And I'm on diuretics to make sure I don't build up any water, which my amount I've gone to the bathroom in the last 2 weeks is like record-breaking. Actually, the city called. City called and said, "What's going on at your house?" I said, "Well, yeah."
Well, I hope you get to feeling better soon. We'll have to get together and swap horror stories sometime.
How did you do?
You know, the report that you just talked about a little bit or had on the air said that Trump lost $361 million in 2002.
Right.
I'm not very surprised about that. You know what happened in 2001?
Yeah, you had the 9/11.
In New York. So.
Well, the other thing is what happened is he owned casinos in Atlantic City, and that's when Atlantic City just imploded. Once 9/11 happened, Atlantic City was already on the verge of collapse. 9/11 happened, it was done. Atlantic City just fell apart.
But, you know, they didn't mention that, did they?
No, of course not. Yeah, the concept of cause and effect, they never do that. They just want to know, they want you to know, he's losing a lot of money.
Well, you know, if a dumb old country boy can sit here and Montgomery, Alabama, and hear that report and go, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, there you go.
What about the rest of the country? Are they going to believe that story, or are they going to go, well, yeah, duh. 9/11, I bet he did lose a little bit of money.
Well, it depends on where...
I don't know.
It depends on what tribe you're in. If you're part of the group that doesn't like Trump, you believe every single word. If you're part of the people that like Trump, you question it.
Yeah, you know, it is just unbelievable that the news media treats our president the way they do.
They're out to get him. It's not treat him. They're out to get him.
I disliked President Obama, but he was still the president. But the other question I've got is, if Biden's got all these great suggestions and ideas all of a sudden now that he's running for president, why didn't he use some of these during the 8 years he was in the White House and try to help his boss out?
Because it's easier to say I can do this than to actually go do it.
Good point. Well, thanks for let me have my 2 cents, and I hope you get to feeling better every day.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investments. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Tuesday. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Sue. Sue, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. Glad you're feeling better.
Well, how are you?
I'm good. Good. Enjoy listening to y'all.
Well, thank you.
Try to all the time. But I have a question. Earlier, there was a lady called in that says she does taxes. We're talking about top taxes, of course.
Right.
She does taxes. She mentioned they write off everything they can to be able to either break even or get money back or whatever to keep them having to pay. She mentioned lawnmowers. What does she mean by, can you claim your lawnmower repairs?
You can if you have a business and it's part of your business expense.
Okay, that explains that then. I pass that along to my son-in-law because he's all the time having lawnmower repairs. Okay, that answered that. All right, can I get on a quick for the first time, please, sir?
Sue, absolutely. Give me your month and day of birth.
4/11.
Joey?
4/11 for Sue. Gotcha.
Joey says you're in, Sue.
That's Sue K.
You have a wonderful day.
You too, and glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. Atlanta Braves start their playoff game tomorrow, but the time is 11 o'clock, first pitch. So I got to figure out how to do that and do a radio show.
We can put it on the TV. Unless that'll be too distracting.
Could be. You know me. Major Garrett on Trump tax story. And tonight, listen in, Major Garrett.
Morning. The president presents himself as a major billionaire business success, but this report in the Times suggests he's been claiming business losses so significant that in many years he's paid zero federal income tax. How does he respond tonight?
Well, first of all, with the classic response, it's all fake news. Now, the president will have a golden opportunity to prove it's fake news, if in fact it is, by releasing his tax documents. Don't expect that to happen. It might even be a rejoinder from former Vice President Joe Biden. Go ahead, release the taxes. Prove the New York Times is wrong, Mr. President. The other thing the president will say is, look, this often looks so coordinated. How does this happen? How does the Times get all this information and release it just before the debate? Trump supporters will hear that and think there is something suspicious. And as Paula indicated, the president will do whatever he can to redirect this line of questioning away from him and toward Hunter Biden, former Vice President Biden's son, alleging some kind of corruption, even though a Senate report drafted by Republicans didn't find anything legally corrupt in Hunter Biden's conduct.
But Major, this tax report would seem to cut directly at the foundation of the president's brand. Yes. Will it have an impact on his base?
For base supporters, this will be difficult, though not probably the kind of thing to dislodge them for a couple of reasons. One is they don't take their cues from the investigative reporting team of the New York Times, first of all. Then there's that whole coordination thing they'll be troubled about. But it does create problems for them with this great theme that I've talked to Trump supporters about for the better part of 4 years. This president sacrificed a great life and fantastic success to save our country. Well, if he wasn't that successful, and in fact he was using mountains and mountains of continuous losses to pay no federal taxes, how does that fit with that underlying theme? For those who peer deeply into that, it will be problematic, but they've got to peer deeply into it first.
These guys are unbelievable. There was a Senate committee that was looking into Hunter Biden. They have no law enforcement capability. They just do oversight. And the oversight found that, you know, how about this, Major? $3 million sent from the wife of the mayor of Moscow, and you're going like there's no, I mean, be inquisitive. Ask some questions. But no, there's no evidence. These guys are unbelievable. Their curiosity is zero when it comes down to a Democrat doing something. Their curiosity is off the charts when it comes down to Donald Trump doing something. Let me fit in the second part of Major Garrett for continuity reasons.
Major, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says what's most worrying in the New York Times report is the hundreds of millions of dollars the president owns to people unknown, entities unknown. She calls it a national security issue. Is that a legitimate concern?
It's an assertion from a very partisan figure in American politics, but it's not out of bounds. We've never had a president with this many business connections, this much debt, and this much ongoing operations that indeed deal with people who lobby the government as lobbyists here in this country, use Trump hotels and the like, or foreign governments who also do the same. We've never seen these kind of entanglements. The president will probably say tonight, if that comes up, everyone knew about that in 2016. I was elected anyway. Well, did we know everything we know now? The answer to that is no. And for those voters still undecided, this could push them into a category of uncomfortability, which would be problematic for this president.
What do you know now? The only thing you know now is what the New York Times has told you. You know actually nothing. This is the amazing part. They're taking it as if it is the gospel, that everything they say is correct and the way they say it is correct. I'm sorry, that's not what happens. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Dan Moore Show after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month with no contracts and a contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes underway as September comes to an end and October begins. Today, risk of rain, maybe a thunderstorm through about midday before ending. Today's high 70, cooler tonight, partly cloudy, low 53 tomorrow. Beautiful day, high 73, another cool Wednesday night ahead. On Thursday, we briefly warm up again, high near 80. But then, cold front number 2 arrives with the real deal nice air. Friday's high 72 will be in the upper 40s Friday night into Saturday morning. And that sets the stage for a spectacular first weekend of October. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Dan Morris Show.
We have some freshly released documents that we want to talk about. But before we do that, I want to talk about where I'm going to be a little less than 1 hour from now. I'm going to be closing my Mortgage Corporation of the South refinance on my personal residence. I want to tell you something, folks. Ashley, the whole team at Mortgage Corporation of the South did an outstanding job. My case was very difficult, self-employed and two jobs, had to come up with a lot of documentation. Ashley had to bulldog the underwriters on everything, but she did a great job, as did John Williams. So Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000. Say you've got a tough refinance. They can do it and get it done for you. Good credit, bad credit, they can help you. Take advantage of it. 567-9000, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Let's go to our good friend, winner of the Mortgage Corporation South gift card not long ago, the one and only East.
Hey, Dan. It is good having you back. Look, I wore my Mortgage Corporation of the South hat that I got in the gift basket.
Yay.
Saturday. And
did you get a T-shirt?
Oh, I got two T-shirts.
The T-shirts are great.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, anytime you go there, do that, and get the T-shirt, you're in good shape. So that's, yeah. Hey, look, I also wanted to mention, too, that your producer does some of the best bumper music. I tell you, I enjoy that. One of the things that...
Say thank you, Joey.
Thank you.
Yeah. There you go. You did good. Attaboy. Hey, look, I called Joey earlier, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you, too, that, you know, for a lot of the folks that have a hard time wading through the morass of these debates and the different political broadcast. My wife and I are going to be watching C-SPAN tonight, and I know you like watching the talking heads, and I'm not down in that, but for us, we like it unfiltered. We want everything right there on the table, and then I will look forward to hearing your comments on it tomorrow morning.
I'm looking forward to that myself. Tomorrow's going to be a fun show.
Oh, yeah, I think it'll be a blast. Well, look, I'm going to be going by Sweet Creek here in just a little bit. As soon as I get done down in Pine Level, I would like to have my name put in the pot for that if I'm eligible.
I believe you're eligible because it's more than 90 days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Listen, Sweet Creek is a great place. I go there whether I win or lose, baby. Let me tell you something.
If you want to get a mom, they've got the biggest butt-kicking moms you've ever seen.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
I'm getting mine not this weekend. I don't know. I need to talk to her and find out. I may get it this weekend, but if not, certainly I'll get it weekend after next.
You know, I might just do that and get some and put them at my front door. I think that would be great.
That's what I do. I have one that's inside the house when you walk into the foyer, and they have one right outside at the door. It just says, welcome to the Morris House.
There you go. There you go. You and the dog. Well, listen, I appreciate it. And my birthday is 11/21. I'll look forward to it. I'm turning the big 6-0 this time. So I'm looking forward to this next birthday. I get to officially be an old man. At least that's what I used to tell people.
But from where the two of us have come from, we love every single birthday we have, don't we?
Hey, brother, you got that right. You got that right. They're good for you. The more you have, the longer you live.
Amen. East, thank you so much. I want you to have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, Joey, tell them what you got here.
This was just declassified about an hour ago.
Listen very carefully to this.
This was at the request of Lindsey Graham, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, sent to Lindsey Graham from the Director of National Intelligence. Y'all probably remember him, John Ratcliffe, former congressman from Texas, now the Director of National Intelligence. He writes to Chairman Graham, in response to your request for intelligence community information related to the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation, I have declassified the following. In late July 2016, U.S. intelligence agencies obtained insight into Russian intelligence analysis, alleging that U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton had approved a campaign plan to stir up a scandal against U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump by tying him to Putin and the Russians' hacking of the Democratic National Committee. The IC does not know the accuracy of this allegation or the extent to which the Russian intelligence analysis may reflect exaggeration or fabrication. According to handwritten notes, his own handwritten notes, former CIA director John Brennan subsequently briefed Barack Obama, President Obama, and other senior national security officials on the intelligence, including the, quote, alleged approval by Hillary Clinton on July 26, 2016, of a proposal from one of her foreign policy advisors to vilify Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by Russian security services.
Let me interrupt you there. Guess what the date was of the DNC hacking? July the 27th. And that day was July the 26th, right?
Right. The 27th is when they came out. We've been hacked.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Next and last
But they're
paragraph.
Talking about it on the 26th.
Right. On the 7th of September 2016, U.S. intelligence officials forwarded an investigative referral to FBI Director James Comey and Deputy Assistant Director of Counterintelligence Peter Strzok regarding, quote, U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's approval of a plan concerning U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump and Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections as a means of distracting the public from her use of a private mail server.
That's M-A-I-L, right?
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure that Hillary wasn't doing something.
Let's check where George Stephanopoulos was that day. But as referenced in his 24th of September 2020 letter to your committee, AG Barr has advised that the disclosure of this information will not interfere with ongoing Department of Justice investigations. Additional declassification and public disclosure of related intelligence remains under consideration. However, the intelligence community welcomes the opportunity to provide a classified briefing with further detail at your convenience. Respectfully, John Ratcliffe.
Wow. Director of National Intelligence.
Yeah.
Pretty big.
So essentially, the
Brennan knew.
Yeah, the U.S. intelligence community picked up Russian intelligence chatter that the Russians knew Hillary Clinton was going to use the accusation of Russia working with Trump as a means to protect the whole hacking and private server stuff. And that Brennan knew, briefed President Obama, as well as national security folks. And then in September, the intelligence community told Comey and Strzok, hey, we think Clinton did this. You should probably look into this.
Shazam! In the words of Gomer Powell. I like that. I bet I'll be hearing something about this on TV. The problem, they're going to make me wait for the Hannity and Ingram angle till after the debate tonight. I'm going to be a sleepy little boy.
Yeah, Tucker will lead into that.
You know, Tucker will go, then they'll do the debate, they'll postpone, then they'll do Hannity and Laura after that.
And by the way, let me correct what I said. Essentially, they referred it to Comey and Strzok to say, hey, can you look into whether or not this is true? Did Hillary do this? Is this chatter we picked up from the Russians, in fact, true?
Let's go to the phones and go to Papa B.
Oh, Dan and Joey. Well. So, a little bit of daylight coming in with Ratcliffe's little letter there. It's not something we didn't know. But I guess it's a little more insight for maybe verified insight now for everybody else that, you know, wants to act like they're ignorant about it. And a little less deniability for Comey, Brennan, Strzok, and the rest.
They're getting closer. So,
well, yeah, and I think the reason that this really doesn't interfere with the investigation is because We already know that. Everybody else knows that. The dossier proves that already. But, you know, it's being now stated in a way that says, okay, well, Comey already knew and was advised that Hillary was up to no good and wanting to create some sort of fabricated lie in order to distract. And so when he saw the dossier, he should have been able to put two and two together. But he didn't. Right?
Right, because he's not that smart.
Well, yeah. He knew. All of them knew. So, you know, they just, willingly...
Plausible deniability? Ignored.
How? How would that be possible?
No, plausible deniability. Yeah, in other words, they're kind of going, well, we knew, but we didn't really want to act on it. Too close to an election.
Yeah. Well, whatever, but then they sent the whole thing into Mueller. As if it was something, as if there was something to it. So in other words, they were advised on, from what I'm gathering here, They were told, look, Hillary's trying to create this, you know, lie. And now here's this field dossier that comes in. Okay, well, there's the lie. So why did they go ahead then, knowing that it was a lie, on top of everything else they knew?
I know. Because they wanted to perpetuate the lie. Because exactly. Everything was built on a lie.
Exactly. So, you know, the only problem I have with Senator Graham is this about the whole thing. You know, he said the other day, well, you know, if you think you've been mad before, prepare yourself because you're about to be really mad. Well, you know, blame it. I'm tired of just being mad. I'm ready to see these no account suckers in jail.
Me too.
You know, it's and for the life of me, I can't understand why it's continued to take so long. Now we got to wait for a second Trump term. Dan, there's no way.
Or at least after the election.
Well, there's no way under heaven that me or you or anybody else that we know could have stayed out of jail with all of this. Man, the corruption must be just deep up there.
Rampant.
So, yeah, the whole place looks like it. You know, and I keep hearing this, and I've talked to you about it before. Oh, there's a bunch of good people up at the DOJ, the 99%. What 99%?
All I say is buy stock in Lysol, because we need a disinfectant.
Oh, man.
I'll give the stock tip I gave earlier today, Dan, enemasupply.com. enemasupply.com.
Well, you could go and buy stock in Depends, because, you know, with everything else that's going on in DOJ, they might need some of those, too.
Well, Comey's up to bat tomorrow.
Wait a minute. Comey does what now? What's
Comey is testifying tomorrow in front of Lindsey Graham's committee.
Oh, he is? Oh, so he is going to show up. I thought he decided he couldn't do it.
Last time we heard, he's showing up.
Okay. Well, all right, Dan. Anyway, thanks for taking my call. Let's see what happens.
Thanks, Papa B. Jeff, coming back to you after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joey, this show has flown by, my friend.
Really has.
Wonder what tomorrow's going to be like.
Well, it should be interesting, and you'll have fun reading what Catherine Herridge is putting out there about the Flynn case and what's happened today. Ugh.
Yeah, I understand. MS7 said, well, we're going to wait a little bit longer here.
Well, Gleason's a real piece of work, too.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey. What a beautiful day out here in Montgomery. I want to look at this from a different lens, if I have time.
Please.
I honestly believe that, I'm starting to believe that Comey did a lot of what he did out of pure self-preservation. And I started to believe that he didn't really like the fact that Hillary Clinton was trying to obviously rig an election. But when I look at it, he came out in October 2016 and basically said she's guilty of all this treasonous stuff and we know it, but we're not going to charge her. Everybody thought that she was going to win regardless, no matter what. But it would save his job with her by not charging her. And in hopes of, just in case Donald Trump won, it would possibly preserve his job with Donald Trump, because he could simply say that it was, if I hadn't done that, I am the one who persuaded the election. So I'm starting to wonder, if we look at it through a different lens, if Comey hadn't done a lot of what he did, simply trying to preserve his job out of fear of Hillary Clinton. Because no one wants to be on her bad side.
Okay. I can see that. I'm not sure if this was as, planned and plotted as much as it was just responded to. And by the way, the reason that Comey did what he did is New York field office said, look, we've got Wiener's computer here, and it's got all this stuff on it. You need to come up and see about it. And they kept calling. And they finally kind of threatened them. And so Peter Strzok and one other went up there and miraculously looked at the computer and said, oh, these are all duplicates of what we already have. Remember, they did in like 2 days.
Yeah.
And that's when all that came out, because Comey had to admit there were some other emails that were out there.
But Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were planning and plotting, definitely. I think
absolutely.
Fell into self-preservation. But I tell you, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, not only tonight, but I'm looking forward to tomorrow as much as I am tonight. Y'all have a good day.
What part of tomorrow, Lindsey Graham?
Yes, and Comey. I want to see if he turns around and actually starts telling the truth, because he hasn't at all.
I agree with that. Thanks, Jeff. Robbie Muck and Sullivan, who is with Marco Rubio, tonight's debate. And let me tell you a word you're going to hear. Liar. Liar. You're going to hear on CNN, MSNBC, Brian Williams. They're going to be calling Trump the biggest liar in the world. Watch. All will have the same talking point.
CBS News political contributors Robbie Muck and Terry Sullivan join us now. Robbie was the presidential campaign manager for Hillary Clinton in 2016, and Terry managed Senator Marco Rubio's campaign. Good morning, gentlemen. Robbie, let me start with you. You went through this 4 years ago with Hillary Clinton. How does Joe Biden approach debating Donald Trump?
Yeah, well, the campaign has announced that he is going to be laser focused on his own agenda. You know, it's really easy. We face this with Hillary. It's very easy to get bogged down in fact checking Donald Trump. A lot of what he's going to say is not true. Trump is desperate in this debate to change the narrative somehow. Let's stop talking about COVID. Let's stop making this a referendum on his presidency. Let's bring something else up. And Joe Biden's got to keep this a referendum on Donald Trump. So I think that's what we'll see him doing. But he cannot get bogged down in checking every fact. Otherwise, he's never going to talk about what he wants to say.
Terry, Biden got defensive in debates during the primaries at times. Is that a danger for him?
Yeah, it really is. Look, as a campaign manager, one of the toughest things to do is to control what's going to happen in a debate and remove as many variables as possible. And as Robbie said, preparing to debate Donald Trump is just a bag full of unknowns. If this was a fight, Mike Tyson, you can train your boxer as much as you want, but Donald Trump is the Mike Tyson of debaters. He's not going to come in and fight in a normal way that you can plan for. He's going to come in and bite your ear off. I mean, this is going to be a brawl, and he's going to be unconventional, and he's just going to come at you. And that's tough to prepare your candidate for.
I wish we had time for number three here, but they basically say the debate's not going to change people's mind. Remember, if you're voting for Biden because you don't like Trump, if Biden fails tonight, it isn't going to work. I think what you're going to do is there's a vote for Trump, vote for Biden, and there's a not vote. And that's going to be the difference, a not show up and vote. That will be the election, and Dan Morris's humble opinion. Joey, thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Gravy Doe, the great, he's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet